The 10 o'clock hour of Shmorgy Monday begins now. And it begins with more of your calls. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. If you want to get in on the conversation, if you want to take us in a direction we haven't gone yet, if you want to talk Brewers, if you want to talk the Badgers being projected 12th in the Big Ten Conference, if you want to talk about Packers training camp, whatever it may be, 844-770-3776. That's the Carbless talking text line. List is more. Let's come up to Green Bay, where I am, and talk to Andy, who wants to talk Brewers. Andy, good morning. Welcome to Shmorgy Monday.
Morgan, I should say.
Ah, nice. There you go.
Shmorgan.
Yeah. Good one.
Yeah. So, yeah. I just want to say, my buddy and I, we were going over the stats yesterday. We have the lowest pay rate. We're number 20, I believe 24 in MLB. But our pitching has been lights out with Woodruff coming back.
Oh, did we lose Andy?
Did we lose him?
I think we might.
I'm here.
Oh, we lost. Oh, there you are. Woody coming back. What else? What else we got?
With Woodruff coming back, our pitching has been lights out. I just think for how low we're rated in our salary, we're kicking some butt.
Quick question for you. Quick question. I think we all think the pitching is really good. Big Woo back is going to even be better. The bullpen's strong. Do you think, and this is what Passan told us last week, do you think this is the year you go make the big splash? Give up a couple of young prospects for a Suarez or for that big bat. Are you on board with that, or you think this team's good enough as it is?
I think you ride with this team.
Okay. All right.
I think you ride with it. Ride or die.
Ride or die, baby.
Thanks for the call, Andy. We appreciate you.
I think it's a really tough. I think Matt Arnold has a tricky job to balance this, and he understands what's next, what they have to do this offseason as far as if they're going to trade Peralta, and you know what. It is not an easy task that he has been laid with here. But I just sense, and somebody just tweeted at me, this Brewers golden age, and we've gotten one playoff series since 2016. One? Is that all we've won?
You have called it the golden age. That's true.
Well, it has been.
Swept the Rockies in three games in 2018. That is the playoff series victory.
I think everybody would feel a little bit better if we just went out and made one big move to kind of coalesce this whole thing. That's what I think. And I think that's what Matt Arnold's going to end up doing. He's got 10 days to kind of piece that together. I'm on board with him doing it. I think we got to.
Jesse, what do we have on the text portion of the talking text line?
The Brewers being hot and having a real chance to do something in the postseason helps me contain my Packers excitement before I truly believe they also have a great chance to do something big this year, too. Go Crew, go Pack. That's from Adam in Glendale, Arizona on Shmorgy Monday. He's covering both the Brewers and the Packers.
I respect it.
That's what a real smorgasbord's about. You get the mashed potatoes, but then you also get some of that pudding. You put a little pudding next to the mashed potatoes. Not bad.
Packer pudding?
Yeah.
You're putting pudding next to your mashed potatoes on your plate?
Did you ever go to the old – I will give advertising here because we used to go here after Little
Such
League games.
Such a double standard.
And, well, no, they had soft serve ice cream, Jason, in a little stand.
Sure.
Old Ponderosas. We used to go, and Ponderosa, to me, is the king of the smorgasbord. I don't think there's any left in the state of Wisconsin. If there is, I think there's one in the Dells. I think
I think
Ponderosa is the smorgasbord.
There is one left in the Dells.
There's no way that Ponderosa's still open in the Dells.
It opens, according to Google, it opens at 4 o'clock.
No way.
So if you leave now, you'll be there in plenty of time.
But what you do at the old Ponderosa, they'd have the salad bar, and then they'd have the chicken wings, and then they had pudding, and they had mashed potatoes, they had roasted chicken.
Salad.
Then you'd always top it off with the soft serve, and that was the big thing for us. You'd go over there, and you could, you know, swirl it around. You put in a cone, you put in a bowl, and add cookie crumbs and all the other stuff. That's smorgasbord. Ponderosa equals smorgasbord.
It is, Jesse, I'm here to tell you, it is decidedly still open.
No way. I drove past that not that long ago.
Their website is up and running. They've
crazy.
Got Coors Light as one of the beers they serve.
All right.
Which Tausch was not able to enjoy the last time he was going to the Ponderosa
regularly.
Been
a while. Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah.
French fries, baked potatoes.
How about the Denny's that's not a Denny's? Is that open?
Just telling you, they got wings, they got a whole thing.
Did you want to say anything, Tausch, about Adam's actual text, or did you just want to reminisce about Ponderosa?
Well, it gives, I think, listen, man, we know we're not a smorgasbord typically. We're pretty dead set on kind of how we do our business. And I think the excitement level for the Packers, I don't know how excited Packer fans are. I don't know if there's more excitement or trepidation or, uncertainty. I would think tomorrow or Wednesday as we're rolling here, that's an idea we could preemptively poll. Because I think most Packer fans are optimistic but realistic. That's how I would venture just in the vibe of where they're at. Brewers fans, if you're not optimistic now, I don't know when the hell you ever will be. Now, that can change. August can be August could get gnarly. We don't know. So this covers it. The fact that the Brewers are where they're at and people are as excited, it does take away a little bit of where the Packers preseason football and everything else. But there's so many fascinating storylines. I think in the beginning of camp, once you get into the meat of it, and you're doing the scrimmages and you're doing the preseason games, I'm guessing if the Brewers keep winning, the Brewers will still stay at the top of the food pyramid of Wisconsin sports.
The Ponderosa Buffet, in case you were wondering, in the Lake Delton, Wisconsin Dells region, offers salads, soups, vegetables, potato choices, gravy, macaroni and cheese, spaghetti, meatballs, a taco bar, main dishes including roasted chicken, fruit, pudding, and desserts. It's free. Ice cream is available at the end of your meal. Just ask your server. It is included for free if you get a steak. So there you go.
Wow.
So swing by next time you're in.
Wow.
Wisconsin Dells. We'll get to more of your texts, including Vern in Waterloo's, coming up next after Tausch tells us. And look, he's got a lot of things to tell us about today, let's be honest. But it's on tap at the Ponderosa, apparently, or maybe it's just in the silver bullet bottles, Coors Light.
And whether you're tailgating pregame, sitting on a porch by a pool watching a Brewers win against Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers, wherever it is, make sure you crack open a Rocky Mountain Cold Coors Light. Brewed with that 3-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it is made to chill. Refreshingly cold, only 102 calories. Coors Light, it is made to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, a Golden, Colorado.
More of your Schmorgy Monday texts on the Carbless Talking text line next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I was left to my own.
Rainy Monday rolls on. It's going to take some getting used to, but I think we can pull it off. Let's get to a few more of your texts, Jesse. Again, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. That is
Jason,
the Carbless Talking text line.
Just saw Nathan Marizone, who I think does a lot of Bucks coverage on social media, and he put a tweet up. 4 years ago today, Giannis is going through a drive-thru celebrating a championship. 4 years ago today. Isn't that something? Doesn't that seem like it was forever ago?
4 years ago yesterday, they won a championship, right? Was that the celebration?
Yeah, 4 years ago today, he's going through a drive-thru, getting a 50-piece. And it's something.
Ponderosa? Crazy. It is. Time flies. The league comes at you fast, et cetera, et cetera. Jesse, what do you have on the text portion of the Carbless Talking text line?
I had this one up before the commercial break from Vern in Waterloo. Ride with the team we got. This is talking Brewers on Schmorgy Monday. Look what happened when we traded Hader. Disruptive to the clubhouse. Team has good vibes and likability with fans.
Well, I think, Vern, okay, we're talking about the opposite here, though, right? We're not.
We are. We would actually
trading away an
about
asset.
You'll have to trade something away.
I understand it. Yeah. A major league asset.
Much of the speculation is to get Suarez, if that's the guy the Brewers want to get from Arizona. It might take getting rid of Freddie Peralta because he wanted to renegotiate his contract a little bit earlier this season. He's got a year and a half left. He wanted to renegotiate. They said no. And so it seems like Freddie Peralta might be kind of on the trajectory that Corbin Burns was and Josh Hader was, where very well-performing players for many years and don't get another deal and get traded before.
So here's the deal. The Hader trade ended up being the right move. It ended up being the right move, but it stung that locker room. And one of the things that and this is what is really tough for Matt, is you have to time it up. You have to get your resources at the right time without completely ruining an opportunity that is really hard to come by. At some point, you're going to trade Peralta because he's going to want a big boy contract, and the Brewers probably aren't going to want to pay it.
Yeah, not now.
The time is not right now. You can't do it because if you did that right now,
then you're cooked.
You saw what happened with who was the reliever that came out and was shocked, and you could just tell.
Devin Williams.
Yeah.
Devin Williams.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When Hader got traded. And it sent ripples through that locker room saying, well, I see what this group means. I think you have to do that in the offseason. Give the team some beats to kind of figure out what it's got. Because you're going to be disappointed when and if Peralta ever gets traded. But if you did that right now, I don't care how gritty and tough your locker room is, I don't know how you message that in any other way of saying, what are you going to say? He is such a staple. Can't do it. Don't care who. Unless it's Aaron Judge, you can't make that trade.
Wouldn't that be something if they got Aaron Judge, though? I think Vern's point about...
Shohei. If the Dodgers are like, we are sick of getting beat by Freddie. Freddie for Shohei, let's go. I mean, I like Freddie, but come on. Shohei's got to come.
It's fair.
I think they're calling in this morning.
All that money's deferred.
Saying, let's get rid of Shohei.
All that money's deferred.
Mix it up. Time for a change in LA.
How does that work if you sell? How does that work if you sell the team? Are you then buying that deferred salary you have to pay him? And
I would assume you take over both the assets and the and the liabilities, as it were.
I don't care how loved Freddie is. I think we can agree that's a move that we'd be on board with.
All right, now that we've established that if Shohei Ohtani were available for Freddie Peralta, the Brewers should make that trade.
Straight up.
Or Aaron Judge, too. I'd take either.
Oh, okay.
To your point, I mean, Freddie Peralta is one of the reasons why you feel so good about this team's postseason chances.
Yep.
You are maybe trading him in the offseason, right? There's no doubt that that's a distinct possibility, but you ain't doing it now. And if that's what it takes to get Eugenio, I am Auto on that, because I think the pitching matters, and you want to get as far as you can while you have it. All right, Jesse, what else you got in the text portion of the Carbless Talk of Text Line? Oh, I'm going to need my glasses the way I'm wearing them.
I'll read it for you from Ian and East Troy. I wonder how hard of a line the innings limit is for Miz. If we're into October, he's hit his limit. Are they going to shut him down? Do they space out the starts to lessen the innings so he can pitch in October?
Great question.
Does that mess up his timing in the rotation and get him off his A game? Those are questions to be answered, and I don't know exactly how they're clearly spacing out his starts where it's almost a full week in between, and that's been noticeable here during his career.
We better not be Strasburg in this.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
There better not be any Strasburg on a Schmorgy Monday. I am not interested in all this hype, and in the Miz, we make the playoffs and we ain't pitching the Miz? I mean, come on now. If you're going to do this thing by the books and say, oh, you got to only pitch so many innings. No. No more Strassi. It cost them, I think it cost them a championship. The Milwaukee, you position yourself. You better figure out the right way to make sure the Miz is ready to go in, you know, early October. I didn't even know that was a thing.
No, I think it is a thing to be watchful of. But again, it's hard for me to imagine where they are that they wouldn't start rationing his innings now so he's available for when it matters most. Like, okay. I don't know enough about the Washington Nationals that season that they shut Strasburg down, but
it was embarrassing.
My feeling is that, I mean, that's a pretty good comp, by the way, right? I mean, he was magnificent that year. I feel like, and again, don't quote me on this because my memory may not be accurate, but they were not expected to be where they were. And he, by having the season that he had, got them into that position, and they were like, okay, we got to pull the plug on this. Now, the Brewers, where they sit right after the All-Star break, I feel like they can be thinking about this ahead of time, and they already are, so they can make sure that they don't have to Strassi, what did we call it? Strasburging? Schmorging? Mm-hmm. Him down the stretch and then not have him available. So, but yeah, that would be bad. What else you got, Jesse?
Jeff and Monroe, if the Brewers had fired Murph when they were 21-25, Jesse, in parentheses, and Weeks replaced him, and they went on the current run, it could have been 1982 2.0. You ever think about that? Not that I was advocating for it, but it could have been a thing.
Yeah, it could have also been the opposite, right? Like, I get the sense that he's really beloved among his players. Wouldn't you agree, Jesse, from being there and introducing yourself to him in the press conference?
100%, yes. He's everything that was great about him last year is still great about him this year.
So it could have haterized things. Like, the players could have been so devastated by his firing, which you did not call for.
Did not.
But you intimated.
Asked when we should talk about it after a 7-0 cribbage board loss to the Twins. Yep.
Yeah. I have to jump in my own smorgasbord, and I have a question for both of you. What would you say is most impressive?
Would you consider teasing your smorgasbord and telling us
Are you all of a sudden Johnny Clocker? Like, you're sitting here, now you're really sticking on the clock. I will. Absolutely, I'll tease it.
But it just feels like you love to tease things. 10:30. It felt like a good opportunity at 10:30.
Yeah, I'll tease it.
For you to tease it and tell us about AmFam and then come back for your smorgy.
Oh, little AmFam. You know what? AmFam's got something really cool going on right now. Kids Corner Focus. Make a game day a dream for the whole family at parking lot patio during Kids Day. Before first pitch, head down to the clock tower entrance outside American Family Field, and the fun just gets started. free face painting, temporary tattoos, photo ops, yard games, free giveaways, live music from local DJs. It's the perfect pregame stop for families. But come early, have fun, make it a day to remember. And it's all thanks to American Family Insurance. Again, head down to the parking lot patio this week. You get a bunch of free, fun stuff. All right, I just saw something. We have great, there's great streaks. The Brewers are on a great winning streak. Joe Thomas, snap streak. Cal Ripken. Jolton Joe DiMaggio with a 56-piece. There are streaks, and then this is a streak that I just saw that I do believe is the greatest streak I've ever seen, I've ever heard about. I'm going to ask these guys what theirs would be, wow. And I'm going to tell you the greatest streak that I've ever seen, and I'll do that next. It's Wilty and Tausch.
This is Wilty and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Smorgy Monday rolls on. You heard Tausch's tease moments ago. I'm going to continue to eat my blueberries. Sit back and listen to what old Tauschy has to say on Smorgy Monday about the greatest streak.
What do you think the greatest streak is? I think I don't see anyone ever breaking the 56-game hitting streak. I remember when Paul Molitor was chasing it, and I'm just enthralled by that as a kid. And I think he ended up, 39?
39, yes, sir.
Believe is the number. That was something that I, as a kid, was enthralled by, and I think Pete Rose came close. There were some guys
44.
But you have – nobody has really sniffed it since that streak. And, you know, Cal Ripken's streak is Favre's streak of 297 games. There's some streaks that I don't think are going to get got. But I just saw a streak that I know will not get got. And I can't believe this is true. I actually looked to make sure that this wasn't one of those satire sites. That's how great this streak is. The Osaka International Airport in Japan. They have went, you know how there's some of these offices that go 10 days without an accident. Oh, they've gone 100 days without an accident.
No.
There are no, this is but a, Osaka Airport in Kansai, I'm not going to try to pronounce it.
You were there.
Didn't you just try to pronounce it?
We were over there, yes. And they did not mess our luggage up because they have not messed up one piece of luggage. They have not lost one piece of luggage in its entire history, starting since 1994. They are over 30 years of not missing any luggage up ever. Tell me a streak that's better than that. In the history of this airport, they have not butchered one luggage exchange in 30 years. That sounds satirical to me, but it's not. 30 blanking years. Tell me a streak that's better than that, Jason.
Are they self-reporting this streak?
What do you mean?
Well, like, I guess I'd like to see if there's been any commuters.
Who else is going to keep track of
in the greater Japan region who might say,
well,
you know what?
Here's the deal. We flew out of there. I can't argue with it.
So you have a streak of one flight in and out of Osaka where you had no issues.
It broke the record. It is 30 years without losing a single piece of luggage.
Mm.
And you're going to sit here and you're urinating a Cheerio saying
so
you
don't lie. Wait a minute now. Again, I'm a stickler for wording. Losing, right? I'm sure there have been instances where people got their luggage late. It was sent to Nagasaki or somewhere else and then had to get gotten like delivered to your hotel. Like they have not been like perfect, right? This is your stat, so you tell me.
I am going off of never losing a piece of luggage since it's opened.
Okay, well, losing, great. I'm glad they've never lost one. That's amazing. What a streak.
How is there anything better?
DiMaggio.
How often have you had
your
luggage
DiMaggio
lost?
DiMaggio beats this?
Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
Like, there's
airports
Josh
and
DiMaggio?
Volume.
Yeah, Josh DiMaggio.
What is Josh DiMaggio's
consecutive
streak?
Days producing Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. And also Joe DiMaggio's streak, 56 games in a row. The system is created to not lose luggage. Baseball's system isn't created for hitters to get a hit every single game. Like, if everyone follows the things the way they're supposed to be done, it's not surprising that they haven't lost a piece of luggage in 30 years. It's surprising that everything has gone right that entire time. It's an impressive streak.
You can't get through a month of trivia without giving us the wrong answer, and you're telling me this Japan thing ain't impressive. That's what you're telling me.
I'm telling you the Japan thing is impressive. I'm saying Joe DiMaggio.
Doesn't seem like it.
Joe DiMaggio
well,
getting
what you're
a
You just said this is what you're supposed to do.
Do you sound impressed at all by this?
Do
you work for the airport? Because you're taking this awfully
I'm
personally.
Impressed. I am impressed by this. That's unbelievable.
Was this in the For You tab of your of your Twitter feed again?
The For You tab. What are you talking about?
The For You. There's two tabs on the homepage of Twitter.
I
don't one is who you're following. One is the For You section.
All I'm telling you is go ahead and look, and maybe I got duped with AI. It says right here, 30. Then it says blanking, but I add the blanking. 30 years never losing a piece of luggage. Osaka, Japan, airport.
I'm looking
impressive.
At the story from NPR on May 24th, 2024.
Lost some luggage?
No, that was when this story first apparently was reported. So now they've added another year to that streak. So congratulations. The airport is called Kansai International
in Kicks.
I think Favre streak is more impressive too.
Than 30 years out losing a bag?
Yeah, he went like how many years was it where he went without missing a start? Almost 20?
You might be right.
In the National Football League
Gopher Stadium.
At a time where the rules weren't entirely favoring quarterbacks the way that they are now protecting them, and the turf and the the science behind what protects players for safety wasn't all there yet. Like the fact that he went 297 and didn't miss a start, and he battled a bunch of injury during you were there. Like that's more impressive than the airport.
So you're thinking if you're ranking, you got the airport bit third just in these? What about Joe Thomas's 10,000-whatever streak?
Actually, yeah, Joe Thomas is more impressive than the airport, too. I've got the airport fourth.
Jason, are you agreeing that this airport thing ain't that big a deal? Did I oversell the airport thing?
No, I'm not agreeing that it's not a big deal. I agree it is a big deal and it is impressive. Yes, I think you oversold it slightly when you teased it in or out, but it's still really impressive. I just, again, and hey, it's a smorgasbord Monday, so you don't know what you're going to get. How does this stuff go from wherever it is in the universe and funneled down through the vessel that is Mark Tauscher and onto the show? That's the only question I have. Because I am not going to poo-poo what they have done. It's impressive.
It's because it's Smorgasbord Monday. We've talked Brewers. I think we've kind of come to the conclusion. We've
talked everything except the Packers, frankly.
Well, we'll do that in the 11 o'clock hour. Most Brewers fans are looking at this, and I think it is a really interesting psychological psyche test about where we are, whether we run it with what we got or you make the big splash. I also am interested in other stuff, too. And this is what – this kind of whets my appetite on this.
Oh, boy.
So, uh-oh.
Oh, dear.
Kevin and Sheboygan on the Carbless Talk text line.
844-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7
never thought I'd hear the great Mark Tauscher be a participation trophy guy, but that's exactly what this is. 30 years of an airline doing their job. Wow, shocking. The fact that other airlines are so bad is what makes it impressive.
Wow. That makes me think. Is that just being a participation trophy guy? Doing their job? I don't know. Maybe I got to think about this. Maybe I'm wrong on this. Maybe Jesse and Kevin are right. Is that a participation trophy deal?
Now, Adam in Glendale texts back, multiple generations of workers, supervisors, etc., to not lose a single bag is freaking impressive. I'm Team Tausch.
All right, let's poll this. What's more impressive, DiMaggio, 30 years of not losing a bag, Farvey and
Joe Thomas?
Joe Thomas.
Joe Thomas
is going to be skewed because fans love Joe.
Right,
I think
he never
missed
a play.
Cal Ripken,
I know, but there's some skewage there.
Cal Ripken is the airport of streaks. Those are on par. I'm not impressed with Cal Ripken just showing up.
Because he just played.
Yeah, he just started each game. Like, good job. Like, baseball's not a contact sport the way football is.
Then why are you impressed with Favre?
Because
that's what he did. He just played.
You know this. Far more likelihood of injury in football, the nature of the game, compared to the shortstop of the Baltimore Orioles.
And third base.
Way more impressive.
Jim. I don't know, Jim.
I don't think we're in the business of poo-pooing Cal Ripken.
Cal Ripken is the participation trophy of streaks in Major League Baseball. Nice job. You started.
Okay, I'm going to respectfully disagree and say it's time for trivia. As much as I have enjoyed 2 hours of schmorgying, Jesse, what's today's category and which caller would you prefer? And if you had the guts to do the number that Cal Ripken of games that Cal Ripken played in a row, I'd have a lot more respect.
No, that's just a participation trophy from what I've heard.
I'm more impressed that the Brewers haven't lost since the 5th of July than I am that Cal Ripken started all those games in a row. 10 straight wins for the Brewers, that's a streak. How about caller 10 for the sports weekend recap?
Nope.
No?
Nope. Here's what we're doing.
Then why'd you ask?
I asked you what the category was. I didn't ask you what caller you wanted.
Oh.
That's true, he did.
You always ask what caller.
Cal Ripken.
Not today, he didn't.
Cal Ripken, since I don't have the number of bags that have gone through the Japanese airports in the last 31 years, Cal Ripken started 2,632 consecutive games.
He didn't even start all of them?
Well, I'm just going by what the statistic is. Lou Gehrig, the ultimate Iron Man, 2,130. So he surpassed it by 502 games. But 2,632, add those four digits up, you get 13. So in honor of Cal Ripken and his participation trophy accomplishment, according to Jesse.
We'll overrate it.
Is there a U.S. airport that's even in the same sentence?
I'm gonna
like,
need
has there
a little...
been one that's gotten through a year?
So I'm going to need a little time to fact check that for you. I know you think we're kind of like...
I didn't give any facts. I just asked a question.
So. Right.
Like it also wouldn't be impressive if the Green Bay Airport did this because of the amount of travelers coming through, right?
Longest U.S. airport streaks without losing a bag. I'm getting a lot of Kansai and not a lot of U.S. with that search. Caller 13 right now, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. We will play trivia next. I will tell you first, though, about Associated Bank. Got all kinds of fun stuff planned with one of our great partners, and I am so appreciative that they've been with us from the very beginning, as our streak of 9 consecutive years is upon us, and then we'll be starting our 10th season of Wilde and Tausch. They've been with us since the beginning, but they've also been with the Packers since the beginning, and more importantly, no matter how long they've been around, they've always had great customer service, and they've got the awards to prove it. So go to AssociatedBank.com, find out more about early pay, about credit monitoring, about fraud protection, about Brewers, Badgers, and Packers checking accounts, everything you want in a bank and more. It's Associated Bank. Go to AssociatedBank.com or stop by your local branch today. Trivia is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
On the air, on demand, on social, on Wisconsin Sports. Serving Wisconsin sports fans, this is 100.5 ESPN. Ready to roll,
ready to not, ready to give it. Oh, I see balloons on my text message. You know what that means? It means we've got a first-time contestant for Wilde and Tausch Trivia presented by Vortex Golf.
Wilde and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Vortex Golf. Rangefinders you can bet on.
Let's welcome in that first-time contestant. It is Zach in Madison. Zach, good morning. Happy Schmorgy Monday to you.
Awesome. How you guys doing?
We're great. I always ask this of first-time contestants. I'm sure you're a long-time listener, of course. But have you tried previously and failed to get in, and now you finally got through, or is this the first time you've even tried?
No, it's my lucky day, man. You guys are busy. What can I say?
Gotta love it. All right, awesome. All right. Tausch, what's your participation level? Are you, like Cal Ripken, going to take a day off after 2,632 trivia contests, or would you like to ask a question or two?
All right, Zach. Following his victory at the Open Championship, across the pond on Sunday, which major is the only remaining for Scottie Scheffler to achieve a career Grand Slam? Is it the U.S. Open, the Waste Management Open, or the AmFam Championship?
That would be the U.S. Open.
Boy, somebody course corrected a little bit, huh? Jesse went from having that first question last week to being incredibly hard. That was about as easy as you can get, no?
Hey, man, thanks, Jesse. I appreciate you, bud.
You got it, Zach.
It's really nice of you, Jesse. Huh?
Well done, both Zach and Jesse.
Everybody, yeah. Good job by everybody.
Question two, Zach. I'm always reluctant to praise Jesse when there's still two questions left in the trivia, though. Here we go. Which baseball player...
Huh.
Ranked as the number one trade deadline candidate by ESPN's Jeff Passan, is now third in all of baseball with 35 home runs this season after hitting 4 dingers in 2 games on Saturday and Sunday. Is it Stephen Kwan, Marcell Ozuna, or Eugenio Suarez?
So I didn't get a chance to watch any baseball this weekend, but I did hear Ozuna's name on the block. Let's go with B.
And the streak, unlike that Japanese airport, ends after one.
That happens.
Eugenio. Yeah. Spent a lot of time talking about him, and he's the correct
answer. Fun name to say.
Hard name to spell?
Sorry,
or easy name to spell?
Did you see that? What is the outfielder for the Braves that there's been some talk about? Is it Acuna? Jesse?
Acuna.
The throw that he made.
The throw that Acuna that made on Friday made. Was remarkable.
Oh,
yeah.
Baby.
Yeah, right field.
Looked effortless.
I wouldn't be mad. I wouldn't be mad with the contract he signed if the Brewers go get him. I'd love to see that. I don't know if that's in the works.
He is. What? I would say he's up there along with Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani as, yes, if they could trade Freddy Peralta straight up for Ronald Acuna, that would be pretty great.
Whoa. We were in jest saying Judge and Ohtani. Acuna, come on now. He just came off of a knee injury.
He is in the same boat as those other guys. He is not touchable.
He's in a rowboat. Those boys are on yachts. Let's just, okay. All right, whatever. Maybe we'll see. Televised on multiple platforms over the weekend, including ESPN and the NFL Network, the 2025 NFL Flag Football Championships were held in which U.S. city? Was it St. Louis, Memphis, or Canton?
Son of a gun, guys. I was up in Minneapolis all weekend for a concert and didn't really get a chance to get my eyes on much. But
Coldplay?
You said St. Louis, Memphis, or Canton.
Yep.
All right, old T. Let's go Memphis. We're going to go out on a limb here. I don't like that. Ooh, Jason.
Hall of Fame. Where's the Hall of Fame at?
I didn't realize, but it's been fun, man. Appreciate you guys.
One. Tough question.
Hey, yep. I'll take two.
Zach, thanks for playing. We appreciate you, man, and congratulations on getting through and getting one question right. Which means you've got two entries into Friday's drawing. Tausch will be gone by then.
That's all it takes.
So we will handle the drawing later in the week. But thanks, buddy. We appreciate you.
I can't believe Jesse is putting you too. I can't believe Jesse is putting Acuna in the same category as Aaron Judge and Shohei. Like, come on, Jesse. Acuna is a really good player. He's really good. But with those guys.
He's a young star, face of a franchise, helped win a World Series just a couple of years ago, in his prime, not going anywhere anytime soon. He's a guy that you build around even if you're going to do a reset, which I don't know if the Braves are at that point yet. They're not having a great year, but he's not like Marcel Ozuna is old.
Can you admit in a tiered world that you live in, they aren't in the same tier? Can you admit that?
He is a superstar. Like, I don't know many players, but I knew who he was before he made that throw.
You have him in the same league as...
If you're saying
really?
Tier 1 baseball players active right now,
yep.
Ronald Acuna is in the same Tier 1 category as Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge. Yes.
Wow. Maybe. I would highly doubt that. All right.
The Ronald Acuna Jr. debate continues.
He was the NL MVP 2 years ago.
Yeah, didn't he blow his knee out?
He did. But he was the
didn't make him any worse.
In 2023, he was the MVP.
Yeah. All right. I still don't. I'm not putting him in the same category as Judge and Shohei, though. I'm just not. I'm not.
You're wrong.
Maybe. But no, I'm not.
The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.